B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Renee?
Yep.
What's up, Renee?
I'm looking for a second date.
Mm-hmm.
With a fella named Ben.
Okay, tell us about Ben.
Fella.
Ben's pretty great. We met just before this virus thing happened. Mm-hmm. And we've been hanging out, trying to ride the tide together, seeing movies. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, so you've been hanging out at home doing nothing?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And so what happened last time you guys... Where'd you hang out the last time? His house? Your house? What happened?
We were in my place.
Okay.
And it was great. You know,
were you watching Tiger King? I heard that's amazing.
Oh, my God, it is.
I have to watch it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's crazy. Okay.
So what happened when you guys hung out? Tell us.
I just stopped hearing from him. He's like, no contact at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you might have done something that turned him off or...
I don't think so. Things have been going really well.
Mm-hmm. Did you cough in front of him?
Oh, God, no. I can't even give a hint.
I mean, okay, you know what? We'll just give him a call because I'm sure he's home.
Great, thank you.
Which makes it worse that he's not answering your calls because these days people can't really be like, I'm sorry, I've been busy. No, you
have
to be
busy. Yeah, I know exactly where he is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so hang on. We'll call him next. Second date update on the 10th. And right now we got to get back to your second date update on the 10th, so let's do that. All right, so we just spoke to Renee. She's been hanging out with this dude, Ben. And by hanging out, I mean literally just hanging out at each other's houses, doing self-quarantine type things.
Okay.
All right. And for some reason, Ben hasn't been hitting her up. I naturally asked her if she's sick, did she cough? Could he have misconstrued the fact that she's sick? And he's just like, I don't want any of this. And she said, no. So I'm fresh out of ideas. okay, so stay quiet. We're going to give him a call right now.
Hey, this is Ben.
Ben, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain really quick why we're calling? It's a good reason.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, and the reason we're calling you is because we got a call from a young lady who you know, and I'm going to tell you her name, and she said that she feels as if you guys have a connection, and she would love a chance to get for you guys to get to know each other better. And I know right now things are kind of weird, so what we're offering you, if you say yes, is either we can have food delivered to your house, so you guys could have maybe like a nice dinner at your house or at her house, or we can give you a gift card to a restaurant, so when we're finally allowed to go out and eat, you could take advantage and bring her out to eat.
What's this for again?
Okay, so we got a call. I'll just tell you. Her name's Renee. She called us up, and she said that you guys have been hanging out with each other. And she said that she's confused because you haven't been responding.
Did you just cough? Just kidding.
No, it was an uncomfortable laugh.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, she feels uncomfortable because she knows that you're avoiding her, obviously, because it's not like you're going into work or you're busy right now, but you're still not.
Yeah.
So you are avoiding her.
Renee? Yeah. I mean, I'm not avoiding her. I wouldn't say that. I'm just kind of busy working from home, I guess.
That's a good one. Nobody does that.
No one's too busy when they work at home.
Yeah. What could she possibly have done?
Really, it wasn't what she did as much as what I did, and then she ended up doing something else, and it just kind of ruined everything.
Okay.
It sounds
details,
sexual. I need to
right.
know.
Right. This is so vague, but it's interesting.
What did you do?
God, this is so embarrassing. All right. Okay. So we were hanging out at her place.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say anything. But I was feeling like, man, am I getting a fever? Do I have a temperature or something or whatever? So at one point I got up and I went to her bathroom and I saw that she had a thermometer. The thing was, I thought it was a rectal thermometer.
Oh, Jesus. Right? I'm afraid to hear what
you're
saying.
So you stuck it in your ass.
So it's like I took my temperature And then I was in there a while, and then she kind of was like, hey, are you okay in there? And it sort of, like, threw me off, and I'm like, what I meant to do was just throw it away, right? I figured it was just, like, a disposable, and I'm like, oh, no, everything's fine. I started washing my hands and stuff or whatever, and then I just came out of the bathroom, and we went back, we were watching a movie or whatever. At one point, about 45 minutes or so later, she's like, I don't know, do I feel warm or whatever? And she got up and went to the bathroom and came out, and she's got the same thermometer in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't wash it. You didn't it. You didn't put alcohol on it. Like,
no.
I thought it was disposable. I was
wait a minute. No, that's what your mom was disposable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
so oh my God.
Ben, Renee's
what
on the
did I?
Oh, my God.
Renee's on the phone. She heard what you just said.
This is terrible.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Renee. I didn't mean it.
Oh, my God. What? I put your poop in my mouth.
I'm so sorry. I was going to throw it away. I thought it was a record thermometer.
Maybe you didn't. Wait, hold on. Again, we could save this. Yeah. Renee, at any point, if you guys got sexual, were you planning to eat his ass?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but if you didn't taste anything funny when you stuck it in your mouth, that's good. Renee wants to know if you want to go out again or
who
if you guys want to hang.
Who should be more mad here is my question.
That's bizarre.
Oh, no. I can't do it.
Come on.
I don't want any of that. It gets serious. What, are we going to get married? You know, like, grow up one day and tell our kids that on our second date, I shoved the thermometer up my ass and your mom ate it.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, listen, you might be home alone, socially distancing right now, and it's like extra sad because you're single and you're like, oh, I wish I had somebody. If only. No, hold on. Just hold on through the weekend. On Monday, you're going to hear a classic second date update on the 10s. That's going to make you say, thank God. Thank God I'm social distancing by myself in the house. Not with a significant other. All right, that happens on Monday morning at 8:10 right here with your Get Up Crew, Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.